That video is very poignant. It sums up, I think, how a lot of people are feeling. And I saw the postman this morning. He looked pretty frazzled. He was saying, you know, really looking forward to having a break in a couple of days' time. And there we have the teenager, the mum, absolutely frazzled. But then time stops, and they come together, and they have that peace. That's a bit of a parable, that video from the BBC. It's a parable of life, of how inside all of us there's that longing for time to stop so that we can fix the things that are not right in our lives. But sometimes life is moving so fast that we just can't quite get the time to fix things. I wonder what it was like for the shepherds being out there on the fields at night. Pretty lonely, I think. But then the message comes from God. Do not be afraid. And their lives are completely transformed. So I believe God wants to give you and me a gift this Christmas. And it's the gift of peace. And the gift has to be received. The gift has to be, in this case, has to be asked for. We're longing for peace. But have we ever asked God for that peace? Or are we trying to find it in our own way? What is peace? I've got a few slides here. Peace is more than the absence of hostility. That's what we often think, you know, stop the fighting and we have peace. This is the famous Christmas truce in 1914, where in the trenches, the British soldiers and the German soldiers, they stopped fighting. They came up out of the trenches. They shook hands. They played football together. And you know, that is something which didn't last for very long. It's kind of quite nostalgic that we talk about it at this time of year, but it didn't last for very long. The next year, the general said, get back in the trenches. You're not doing that again. I could just keep moving the slides on, Graham. You'll have to guess where I'm going. Nothing's new, eh? What about uncertainty? Do you have some spare a thought and a prayer for Theresa May this year? You know, some of us think that we've got tough jobs. She's got a very tough job because everything is uncertain. And look at her face there. She's had that face quite a lot, hasn't she, the last few weeks? But how can we find peace when there's so much uncertainty? And then at Christmas time, there's often a lot of anxiety, isn't there? Because we set an expectation which is unrealistic to have a happy Christmas, but we go looking for it in the wrong places. And sometimes you meet people, and sometimes even myself, we've got flitting thoughts this way and that. Sometimes our brains are so full of stuff. We just want time to stop. We want time to reboot the computer and to focus on that which is important. A friend of mine who's not been a Christian very long, he's been a Christian just for a few months, he prayed recently. He said, this was his prayer, help me to know what's important and help me to know what to leave behind. I thought it was very wise, a great thing to ask God for. Help me to know what's important and help me to know what I need to leave behind. But how can we find this peace? Well, first of all, what is this peace? It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling inside. It's a good feeling inside when we're not troubled by unhealthy anxiety. We all have anxiety, and that is necessary to protect us. But sometimes we can have unhealthy anxiety. But peace is when we don't have unhealthy anxiety. Peace is when we're not scared about the future. Peace is a feeling when we're not in conflict with others. When we can be confident about the future no matter what happens. And that's the peace that God gives to us. It's a peace that comes from above. It came from the angels to earth, the message of peace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. A better translation of that is glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those with whom he is pleased. And the good news is that all of us tonight can be people that have peace. What does it mean when it says glory to God in the highest? Well, it's about what our life is directed towards. All of us have to give our lives to something. And just as my friend prayed, show me what's important in life. For some of us, that might be our career. For some of us, it might be being top of the class at school. Or it might be having lots of money. Or it might be being in the perfect relationship. But God wants us to set our sights on heaven. God wants us to set our sights on him. And the purpose of our lives is to live a life that pleases him, a life that gives glory to him. And that is what the Bible speaks about as a life of putting him first. And the angels said that the implication of Jesus being born in a manger as the Savior of the world is that men and women, boys and girls, are to make him the center of their lives, to put him first. And if we put him first, everything else will fall into place. Just as my friend said, show me what's important, Lord. And when we put Christ in the center of our lives, everything else fits into the right place. If we put something else first, and we sort of bring Jesus out for one day a year, or for Christmas time, or for Easter, and then we forget all about him, then we shouldn't be surprised if we don't have peace. You see, the secret is in the two parts of this verse, that unless we put him first, we won't have peace. Unless we trust him as Savior and as Lord, we won't have peace. Unless we allow him to rule our lives, we won't be ruled by peace. And that is the gift that God is offering us this Christmas. He's offering us peace, but not without bypassing his Son, Jesus. See, it says that this peace is available to those with whom God is pleased. And it says in the Bible that it's impossible to please God without faith. But if we put our faith in God, he's absolutely delighted with us. If we put our faith in his Son, Jesus, he's absolutely thrilled with us. And so when it says that this peace is available to those with whom he is pleased, it's saying to us, his peace is available to those who trust him. What is anxiety? As anxiety is trying to control something that we can't control. We can't control our health. We can't control our jobs. We can't control our family. And God says, let me take control. Trust me with the whole of your life. Hand over everything to me. And let me take the strain. That's the way to peace. this peace, this harmony which we can have one to another, that's something we all desire, isn't it? We all want to have great relationships. We want to have friendships which last forever. We want to have family relationships which are great. And we're sad when it doesn't work out. But what Jesus says to us is, you need to have the vertical before you have the horizontal. Just think of the cross here, which we made out of a Christmas tree not that long ago. And we see if we've got the vertical and we've got the horizontal. And see, we want to have peace one with another. But we need to have peace with God first. How do we have peace with God? You see, the Bible says that because of our sins, we're separated from God. In fact, the Bible says it's almost like we're enemies with God because of the wrong things in our life, because he's a holy and perfect God. But he doesn't want to be enemies with us. He doesn't want to be separated from us. He wants to be friends with us. And that's why he sent his son Jesus to become a human being, to become a baby, and then to grow up and to become a man and to die on a cross for us. And if we trust in his death, which gives us forgiveness, then we can be at peace with God on the vertical. And when we're at peace with God, when we're friends with God, then it's so much easier to be friends with each other. Sometimes we try so hard to have good relationships, but we don't really know what love is. But when we have the love of God in our lives, that love is shared out. A Christian is no better than a non-Christian, but a Christian is being filled with the love of God every day, receiving the forgiveness of God every day and giving it out, receiving and giving it out. And Jesus says these words, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." I believe that's for someone here tonight. You've had such a difficult year. Your heart has been so troubled. And Jesus is saying, "I want to give you peace. But will you receive it from him?" To receive his peace, you have to receive him as Savior and as Lord. And the way we do that is by asking. It really is that simple. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer in a moment, but you can pray anywhere. You can pray at home. You can pray on Christmas Day. You can pray any day, anywhere. And just ask. So if you don't remember anything that I've said tonight, can you remember this one thing? That God loves you and that God gives you peace. But you have to want it and you have to ask for it. And you have to want his son too, Jesus. And as you go into next year, maybe you want to live your life next year differently because of what you've heard tonight. Your expectations for next year, your goals for next year, and your prayers for next year. Are you going to live next year with prayers rather than doing it all by yourself? Maybe if you don't know who Jesus is or you want to get to know him better, why not come on the Alpha course? There's some cards out there with all the details. It's a really friendly way to get to know Jesus and his people. And come along on a Sunday. You get such a welcome any Sunday of the year here at CCC. And in fact, any day of the week, because we're open 7 days a week. But I just want to lead you in a prayer now so that you can have the best gift that's on offer every day of the year, not just Christmas Day. The gift of union with God, friendship with God. And when you get his peace, you get lots of other things too. You get joy as well. You get love. You get the whole package. Shall we pray? Father God, we want to thank you that you are a generous God. And we want to thank you that you're a God who knows us better than we know ourselves. Thank you that you can give us what we truly need. We want to say that we want to find out from you what is important in life. Show us what's important. Most of all, show us your Son, Jesus. Show us why he came, born in a manger. Show us why he went to the cross. And help us to become friends with you. Help us to not be enemies with you, not to be distant from you, but help us to be united with you. Forgive us for the times we have ignored you. Forgive us for the times when we have not put you first. We want to reconnect with you this Christmas Eve. We receive all that you want to give us. We trust in what you've done by dying on the cross for us. And we receive a fresh start. And we ask that you would come into our lives and that you would take control. We don't want to be anxious anymore. We want to live in partnership with you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.